This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A bill that would raise billions of dollars for transportation won another vote at the state capitol Friday. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Sponsors say they're trying to create new revenue streams that will help the state catch up on a backlog of projects. They also want to boost the adoption of electric vehicles, which would help address pollution and climate change. Republicans like Ray Scott of Grand Junction argue the bill should focus mainly on helping move vehicles, not environmental concerns.
A funding bill for roads and bridges must be just that. It must be roads and bridges.
Democratic sponsors say more than $3 billion of the $5 billion total would go toward road projects. The bill has one more vote in the Senate before moving to the House. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Boulder police have honored the officer who was shot and killed at a King Soopers in March. Officer Talley was awarded a Medal of Honor on Friday during the department's inaugural Fallen Heroes Memorial Ceremony. City leaders called Talley courageous for his response to the mass shooting where 10 people died. They also honored six other officers killed in the line of duty. And the offspring to a pair of bald eagles at Stanley Lake Regional Park died this week after its nest collapsed. The National Eagle Repository at Rocky Mountain Arsenal will hold a sacred ceremony for the five-week-old eaglets. Park staff are working to restore a safe home for the adult eagles that remain in the area. Thunderstorms for Denver today. You're listening to CPR News.